Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Falcons have another name they can add to their Pro Bowl list with Chris Lindstrom already going, Kadarius Hodge going, and now Bijan Robinson gets to go. And that's because the Eagles are headed to the Super Bowl. And he was the first player voted as one of the alternates for Saquon Barkley and a number of other NFC running backs. So he, will add to the list for the Falcons.
Yeah, I know it's – I'm going to read his numbers and then people will be like, yeah, but Saquon had that rushing along and Derrick Henry had that rushing along and more. And it's true, but in an offense that was so pass heavy the way the Falcons were at times, the fact that – Bijan Robinson had just at 1,900 all-purpose yards, 15 touchdowns, it is incredible. He was one of the best running backs in the NFL this year, and he was top five easily. You know, I know that James Cook, I'm a big James Cook fan. I think James Cook is better right now than at any point he was ever at Georgia, which is crazy because, and there's some players that do that, right? But you think about a run-heavy team in Georgia, and even when Cook was there, it was still more. It was a lot more balanced than it was the last couple of years for sure. You wouldn't think that he goes to a team in Buffalo with Josh Allen at the helm, and then he all of a sudden becomes this dominant player. But Arch told you yesterday that was one of the best runs he's ever seen at the goal line that James Cook had, and I kept hearing Tony Romo mention James Cook.
Effort was unreal. I remember just watching it. It was impressive in real time. And then when you see the slow-mo and watch how his body's being hit mid-air and he's still stretching out to get that ball across the goal line was incredible.
Yeah, that second hit was one to me that he still had the presence and the body control to
the wherewithal,
To kind of, you know, put the ball out there and stay off the ground. But I heard Romo say multiple times, well, James Cook's probably the third best running back. He's right there with Saquon and Derrick Henry, and it's great. He doesn't get to see Bijan Robinson a lot. He probably, if he's watching him on TV, he gets to see him. You know, Bijan Robinson is above James Cook in my book. Everything I've watched James Cook play, Bijan Robinson is phenomenal. He deserved this Pro Bowl thing. You know, I hate the Pro Bowl because
you wish he could have been voted in anyway and not be kind of an alternate.
But yeah, and everybody's an alternate, and it's just it's so much fan voting. So how many games how popular a team is, how many games you're on national TV, all goes into account. I hate all that about it. To me, All-Pro is more of a thing, but he was never going to be a first or second team All-Pro because you had Derrick Henry and you had Saquon Barkley.
Let me ask y'all a question about Bijan. And It's going to sound far-fetched and it's probably unrealistic, but could Bijan end up being one of those players that you want to sign sooner rather than later? I know most of the time the rule of thumb is you want to let those contracts play out, but could he be a guy where you get to year four, midway through four, Bijan, or maybe even midway year, through year three, like this upcoming year, and then you want to try and sign him to maybe where you can get him on a little bit cheaper of a deal? Is that something that you think could be the mindset of Terry Fontenot or no?
Remember, it's not the Braves. And so you don't see guys in the NFL, especially at a position where they have a limited amount of time to, you know, make that money, do that. I do think he's a type of player, if he believes and loves the group around him, he would probably take a little bit less. I would tend to think maybe so. After next season, you have to pick up his fifth-year option.
Right.
So I would tend to think you might do it around that time, and it could. But remember, that also comes around what the cap looks like.
Yeah.
Okay, what does my cap situation look like? You know, it doesn't feel like Kyle Pitts is going to be a guy that re-signs here after this season. So he won't, and if he does, he's not going to get the a big contract of what you think he might get after that. Drake London is coming up before him, and that's a guy that I think he's pretty much proven himself after, you know, the a 1,200, almost 1,300-yard receiving year with 9 touchdowns where he went. He had 6 touchdowns in 2 seasons, goes and has 9 this year. Quarterback play was better. He was better. He had a couple, I think 2 or 3 games where he had 150-plus yards. So I don't know if you want to do it yet. Drake might be that first. But there's going to be a little bit of money freed up, I believe, after this season because Kirk comes off the books and you haven't done Penix. You also got to worry about Penix. So how's the draft go? I think, yes, it's a good question. It's a great thought. I'm going to pull a Tiff. Let's wait and see on that one a little bit to figure out what else we have working, you know?
It's always the right approach. Something that might be of interest to you real quick. I was looking at Greg Allman, his Twitter account, and he covers the NFL for Fox Sports. He said that the Bucs have already doing interviews for the OC position. And so far, it's been Marcus Brady, Nick Kelly, Nate Steelhouse, and Grant Udinski so far. Those guys are still under contract with other NFL teams, but those are some of the guys that are of interest when it comes to trying to fill Liam Cohen's position which was the OC of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah,
keep an eye on.
Wasted no time. You said Nick Kaylee, one of those guys, he's a Rams assistant. So that, to me, you know, here's the deal. He's been their tight ends coach in L.A. and their pass game coordinator. Probably something similar to what Liam Cohen was as far as I think he might have been the pass game coordinator there. Because these guys in L.A., you're running McVay's system and he's calling plays. But the goal is to learn. And how many guys have went out there and learned from him? Zach Robinson. Very central. And maybe Zach Robinson was a pass game coordinator there in L.A.
Regardless,
those guys were in that system. They were in the meeting rooms with Sean McVay, who, you know, gets a lot of love for his offensive genius. And he is. He's a very good offensive coach. But that makes sense to me because it's another guy that's familiar with a system where they just ran. And also, you got to look at it in that Baker Mayfield is clearly comfortable in that. And Liam Cohen was able to unlock the run game in Tampa Bay. And I think that's something you want to kind of keep going in Tampa Bay, especially with guys like Bucky
Irving
and Rashad White.
Yes.
Mainly Bucky freaking Irving, because that guy, you know, we talked about Saquon, James Cook, Derrick Henry, Bijan, Jahmyr Gibbs, as Garrett pointed out in my ear. Bucky Irving will be mentioned next year in that light, most
absolutely.
Likely, if they do a good job of replacing what they got. You want to talk about Jimmy Butler?
Let's talk about Jimmy Butler.
That's right. Mike's not here, so I'll say a little bit of Baron Burton's W Sauce Tiff and a little
kids
bit
get to
of
have fun. So I'm just kidding.
Baron Burton's Fireshire and the Mary Mix, which is a blood Baron Burton's Bloody Mary Mix. And don't forget, Baron Burton still has their breakfast and breakfast sauce too out. I'm going to be dropping some recipes here and there for you guys that my friends at Baron Burton's have shared with me, and I'm going to try some of them myself too. So be looking for that coming soon on Instagram and the Twitters. I mean, also my friends at New Realm Brewing, the Owl Inn Lager, the official beer of Kennesaw State Athletics. So Jimmy Butler, I've always liked Jimmy Butler. He's always been one of my favorite players.
Same.
I'm going to go against him a little bit here.
Okay.
And
it's your segment. You're allowed to do that.
But because I don't agree wholeheartedly with everything that's going down. But I also agree with some of it. But he has been suspended again for the third time.
Indefinitely this time around.
And yes. Jimmy Butler got suspended again.
Were the last ones they weren't indefinitely, right? They were just for
the first one was.
Okay.
The second one, I think they might have listed. The third one, to your point, has been indefinitely. I believe it was might have been Shams that tweeted out that it would be a minimum. And I'm saying Shams Charania, yeah, who's ESPN insider. He said it would be a minimum of. I know it was Ira Winderman, who's the Sun Sentinel, a longtime reporter. Ira is a character.
Yeah. Oh yeah. He is.
But he said it would be a minimum of 5 games. So that part is interesting to me, that it's at least 5 games. And I think that maybe they're trying to extend this out to try to get a deal done for him.
Yeah.
I was listening to Shaq and Charles. Shaq go against Charles and Kenny on Inside the NBA about this. And he said, Chuck said, I don't care. You're mad mainly because you wanted them to extend you. You need to be on the court. You're making $50 million a year. Go play basketball. People working real jobs don't resonate to players pitching hissy fits about their playing time over when they have $100 million guarantee for the next 2 seasons, this season and next season, $50 a year. I tend to agree with that.
No, I mean, I don't disagree with that. Yeah, the part about people not resonating with it, yeah, totally understandable from that standpoint.
But you know,
I guess if you don't want to be somewhere,
well, the quickest way to get out of somewhere, right, is to be nice and try to treat it. Try to be like, you know what? I don't blame everyone here, although he might, and we're just going to get, I'm going to get this in a second, get where he might be mad at someone now. But I think the best way to leave somewhere is to kind of be cool and kind of be like.
Yeah, he could have said, I don't want to be here, but I'm going to finish out. You know, what we started.
Yeah. But it doesn't, he's not doing that. And he's being a problem going out, which to me, there's a difference in taking care of you and then taking care of you to the point where you basically tell your teammates that you don't care about them. You don't, that all you care about is you. And that's never been who Jimmy Butler is from what I've seen on the outside. But that is who he's being right now in this thing. And I think that might be why some of the guys in the league and stuff are having fun with it.
They are having fun with it. I think he's okay with Kevin Love. I thought maybe there was a comment underneath a post. So Kevin Love's been having a ton of fun with this. If you follow him on Instagram.
Who is with the Heat, I should say, these days. So if you didn't know, because I didn't. Know. I had to double check.
He's with the Heat. And every so often, whenever a new blow-up happens, he's got an Instagram clip that fits exactly what's going on. So for the latest one, which we cannot play on our airwaves.
Yeah, none of them we can play on our air because he's using some great movies some language.
Lots of language was the training day scene where Denzel is basically talking to
King Kong ain't got ish on me. He's like, y'all be playing basketball in Pelican Bay when I get done with you.
So you think you can do it to me?
When I saw that, when he posted it yesterday, I lost it because everything has been so spot on. And I think I'll have to go look. I thought Jimmy Butler may have commented under something, maybe I'm wrong.
There's another one, Tiff, that it was. I think this was before the third suspension. I think this was right around the second one. He tweets, if you guys are familiar, is anybody behind the glass seen the movie Casino?
I have not.
Garrett has, so Garrett can chime in if he wants to. But there's a scene in Casino where Nicky Santoro, who is Joe Pesci, and Joe Pesci and Robert De Niro's characters are really good friends. And Robert De Niro kind of talks a little bit behind his back, saying, you know, he's messing stuff up because that character was very aggressive. And so they meet in the desert. And in Vegas, the desert's where you bury people. And so he shows up. Who do you think you are talking about me behind my back? And Robert De Niro's like, I didn't talk to anybody. And the caption that Kevin Love posted on his Instagram video was like, when Jimmy Butler comes back and sees me. And it is phenomenal. It's just so well done.
The whole thing has been kind of funny. I'm trying to find it here. But it looks like, Love has been, or actually not Love, but Butler has been kind of making his own posts in light of what's going on. So he posted himself as Tommy from Martin. And if y'all know, like, Tommy ain't got no job, that whole thing, right? So
I love
so
Tommy.
That is what Jimmy Butler had posted yesterday. So this whole thing is, but, you know, if you're not happy somewhere, I think there's one thing to, like, despite what's going on internally, I think on the outside, if people think you're happy, then it's fine. And I'm not saying it excuses any of his behavior or anything like that internally, but if it's not leaking out, then you're good. But now it's like all eyes are on, like, the Heat, because everything is out there. And Jimmy also making it known in some of the press conferences a while back before he started getting, I guess, or he did get fined, I think. He wasn't allowed to talk about
his
being disgruntled there.
Yeah, I just, I understand wanting your extension, but you are making $50 million, and that's money that they can't bring other guys to that team, and that's hurting the team, the players on.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
On that court more than anything.